Sometimes, no matter how large the wording, the writing on the wall remains steadfastly unread. Where governments are concerned, this stubbornness is ingrained. Once a process begins, the chance of it being subsequently cancelled or materially altered is on par with the odds of a Canadian team winning the Stanley Cup. So, the decision by Alberta's government to decisively sever its interest in hosting the 2030 Commonwealth Games is deserving of a place on a rarely used podium, one reserved for responsible use of citizens' tax dollars. Before this recent decision, we were headed for a multi-billion dollar nightmare only a blind man could fail to see coming. Look no further than what happened in the state of Victoria in Australia last month. They had planned to stage the 2026 edition of these games, but pulled the plug after estimated final costs ballooned to more than $6 billion, CAD, from an initial projection of about $2 billion. Now, no country, region or city is stepping up to play host. Oops. In fact, there was only one place even interested in hosting the 2030 version of this 12-day event that takes place every 4 years, Alberta. We were contemplating splitting venues between Calgary, Edmonton, and the Tsuut'ina Nation. So, it wasn't really a bid at all. That was just face-saving semantics. If we wanted it, then it was ours, seeing as nowhere else was daft enough to step forward. That alone should have given ample pause for thought, even before the bombshell announcement from Australia in July. Anyhow, credit where credit is due. The Danielle Smith regime showed a welcome decisiveness in pulling potential provincial funding, effectively killing any hope of staging the event here. We promised to remain transparent with Albertans about the costs of hosting international sporting events and clearly demonstrating a return on our investment for the people and communities of Alberta, read the statement released by the government. In the case of the 2030 Commonwealth Games, the numbers just didn't add up for our government to commit taxpayers' money with the games estimated to cost $2.68 billion. This didn't sit well with the committee working on the games bid, of course, who released a statement of their own that they were disappointed with the unexpected decision. In less than a month, we were going to share the plan with the public and were eager to have an open dialogue about community priorities, advancing reconciliation and building a vision as Albertans that we could collectively work towards, is how they framed it. Oh boy, thank goodness this plan is now deep-sixed. Tying a 12-day-long sporting event to reconciling with Indigenous folk as well as building future visions as a perceived mandate with open-end spending written all over it. Yes, it is sad Alberta won't host the world, or at least a slice of it. After all, this is one of the most welcoming places on Earth and we have a history of success in putting on similar large-scale sporting events, such as the 1978 Commonwealth Games in Edmonton and the 1988 Winter Olympics in Calgary. Those were wonderful occasions that resulted in long-lasting infrastructure improvements in both of those cities. But sadly, those days are long gone, as costs for hosting such events have spiraled out of control, leaving taxpayers with massive bills in their wake. It's why the Commonwealth Games of 2030 are now joining the 2026 event on the potential scrap heap. Maybe that would be a good thing. Isn't it time to rethink these gratuitous gravy trains with their grandiose visions and outrageous costs and instead return to a simpler model of international sporting competition? Congratulations, Alberta, in helping to bring this one step closer.